home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
As we get set to start the second quarter, our broadcast tonight made possible by the Matthew J. Morahan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better, healthy.
Busy night here on the Shore Sports Network on our AM stations. The Monmouth University men's basketball team with game number one of this 2013-2014 season. Eddie Iacopinti, Steve Bazaz with the call over there. Monmouth at last check trailing Hofstra by a score of 18-13. MU Hawks football back on the AM stations tomorrow as well. 12 o'clock kickoff as Monmouth will try and even their record at 5-5 when they take on longtime rival Wagner in Staten Island.
Manasquan has tied Rumson 7-7. Toms River South on top and not Toms River North 6-0 on a 60-yard fumble recovery by Russell Messler.
Second down and 11. Phillips as the second quarter getting up and running, wanting to throw, looking in the flat for Fattoruso. He's got him at the 32-yard line, breaks the plan of the 35, and converged down there by Tetro and Glover on the stop. A gain of about 4, maybe 5 yards, third down and long. End of the first quarter as well. Barnegat and Red Bank Regional are scoreless.
Well, it was a first quarter of lost opportunities for the Jaguars. When you get recover three fumbles in one quarter, you've got to put more than 3 points on the board, and the Jags only lead this one 3-0.
Third down and a long six, we'll say. Tight trip set off the right side, tight end back to the left for Phillips. Jackson with four-man pressure. Phillips on that quarterback draw again. Good recognition over the 40, and he will have a first down as he leaps forward to the 44-yard line. Tackle made by Jared Calhoun. That play has worked well the couple of times that Brick has run it. It's gotten first downs for the Green Dragons.
Well, the reason why it's working, Matt, is because you can imagine that the key on this Dragon team is Fattoruso, and there are many helmets watching him, and they flare Fattoruso. They flare the other back the opposite way, and it opens up the middle for Phillips.
Split back set here for Phillips on first down and 10 with a little bit more than a minute gone by in the second quarter. It'll be Phillips again up the middle off a play fake to Muratore. Marcus Adamiola on the stop, closing things down from his end position. 2 yard pickup, second and 8 coming up from the Brick 46-yard line.
Adamiola is superb, Matt, at chasing things down from the backside from behind. He has outstanding speed and quickness for a defensive end. Remember, this is a young man who's a wide receiver on offense, defensive end on defense. By the way, another scoring update. Monsignor Donovan leads Jackson Liberty 6-3 late in the opening quarter.
Everyone checking the armbands for Brick with the play coming in from the line. Second down and 8. It'll be Fattoruso on the carry off the left side. Small gain, maybe a yard to the 47. Not much more than that. Third down and long coming up. Brad Greenway in on that tackle. Greenway will check out for a fresh body right now. Sam Mastretta has come in at the defensive tackle spot.
This is a spot where Phillips has shown a preference to throw to Fattoruso out of the backfield.
Play taking a long time to come in this set. Back judge is already looking at his watch. Brick may have to use a timeout here. Time ticking down inside of 5 seconds, and a timeout will be called by Brick. Too long getting the play in that time. 9:12 to go here in our first half. We'll step out for 30 seconds. Back with more high school football with Jackson on top of Brick 3-0. You're listening to our Sonny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now back to the Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ferrari's Pizza and Deli in Beachwood. Will satisfy whatever it is you crave, from their delicious thin crust grandma's pizza to cheesesteaks, wings, subs, and Italian dinner entrees. Check out their menu and more at Ferrari'sPizzaAndDeli.com.
Third and 7, back off the timeout, 9:12 to go. Jackson leading 3-0. We are in the second quarter of this essentially a South championship game. Phillips from the shotgun. Little play action under pressure. Moves off to his left. Buys some time. Lets it go and into the Brick bench. Completes the pass. But the gentleman in the hoodie and the long jacket not part of the game tonight. So an incomplete pass and sets up a third down and long.
Although it was a nice grab on the sidelines.
There was also a hold on the play, Matt. So they probably will refuse it rather than give Brick another shot. And Brick will punt it away.
On fourth down, the first punt of the night for Brick, Steve Ferlisi, number 48, is their punter. Jackson will send two players back deep, Aaron Currit and Kenai Glover, splitting the field at the hash marks. When Ferlisi steps into it, it'll be about his own 35-yard line. It's a fake by Brick. Up the middle, Cardoso will have the first down, down the near side, and stepped out of bounds to the 40-yard line, but the bag of tricks coming out here for Brick. They pick up the first down, catching Jackson sleeping a little bit, and the offense coming right back on.
Well, you know, it was interesting, Matt, the snap to the up guy as he turned the corner. A Jackson defensive guy was right there, never knew he had the ball, just kind of let him go by him. He could have easily made the tackle. They would have came up short, but a good disguise play by the Green Dragons, and as we said, they sort of pulling out all the tricks here without their offensive leader, and this one results in a first down.
Tim Cardoso getting that first down, checks out of the game, and the offense back on. They'll go Wildcat package with Fattoruso set to take the direct snap on first and 10 from the Jackson 40-yard line. Fattoruso gets it, runs up the middle, going to get 4.5, maybe 5 yards, right at the 35-yard line. He is tackled by Celedonio among those in on the play for Jackson. 8:45 to go now in the second quarter. Big play as Brick able to keep their offense on and looking for their first points of the night.
You know, the advantage to the Wildcat is that Fattoruso can pick his spot, look for a hole. The disadvantage, as Ed pointed out earlier, is everyone knows that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to run the ball.
Phillips back in here. We'll split the backfield. Wing receiver now off the right. Movement up front for Brick. This will cost them 5 yards.
Yeah, two guys on the right side, the tight end and the offensive tackle, both moved.
Barnegat with a field goal. Sorry, Ed. They lead Red Bank Regional early in the second quarter, 3-0.
Just to follow up on Kevin's point about Fattoruso, though, we did in the pregame talk to some of the coaches, and Fattoruso has thrown a halfback option touchdown pass this year, so keep that in mind.
Based on what we've seen already, I would think that'll come out at some point.
Phillips checking in here. We'll keep Fattoruso behind him and put Murator off to his right. In motion across the formation, Bengelis. It'll be Phillips on the quarterback. Keep going to be hit in the backfield and dropped. Adamiola, the first man on the scene for Jackson. A 1 yard loss. Make it 3rd and 11.
I don't know about you guys, but it seems like Joe Phillips, I'm not sure if it's him or maybe some of the backs, making a lot of mistakes in the backfield.
Well, what did you think was wrong there?
Well, I don't know. Did the back want to take the fake there or what? I don't know.
I don't know.
It looks like a couple of times there's been nobody there to fake to.
Fattoruso in the backfield with Phillips on 3rd and long. Wants to throw. Airing it deep down the hash mark. Nobody within range of that one. Miscommunication between quarterback and receiver, and on 4th down and 11, Brick will think about bringing their punt team on, though a little bit of discussion right now, and here they come.
And Matt, no question there was a communications problem there. Jaquez Johnson had already cut off the route and stopped, and then Phillips threw it about 15 yards over his head, so they were not on the same page there, and this time we think the Green Dragons will punt the ball.
For Lisi back on, boy, would they dare do two fakes in a row. This on 4th and 11, it will go back to For Lisi. With pressure coming, high kick. It is fielded by Currit, who will call for and make a fair catch at his own 12-yard line, where Jackson will have it pinned pretty deep in their own, but getting the football back. 7:16 to go in this first half, with Jackson continuing to lead 3-0.
Well, Brick has clearly had the better of the play. They trail on the scoreboard, which is the only thing that counts, 3-0. And Jackson will start it deep in their own territory.
On 1st and 10, up under center is DeMeo. Play action. DeMeo under pressure, lets it go. Has Adamiola at the 20. He's got some room in front of him to get to the 35. Now with the 40. Stiff arming him in, and the ball pops out, and Brick will get it back. But now the ball popped out again. But the Green Dragons able to fall on it. Another fumble.
Well, credit Joe Phillips. It was Phillips who stripped the ball from Adamiola. They're still unpiling. The officials have already signaled Brick football.
Phillips got it, guys.
But then Phillips made a tremendous play. Actually, it was Scalfani, 36, who had the first chance to recover it. Joe Scalfani. But Phillips with the strip and recover. The officials are discussing something here, but it will be Brick football. Wow.
Nobody can hang on to the football here tonight. That is our 5th turnover combined between these two teams. 2nd for Jackson, and Adamiola coming back to his defensive end spot, shaking his head, knowing that basically he kind of blew that play. He had a big gain and then got stripped from the backside.
5 lost fumbles, 6 fumbles in all, and we've still got 7 minutes left in the second quarter.
First and 10 for Brick. Yet again, the Green Dragons with an opportunity to get some points on the scoreboard. They take it over from the Jackson 46-yard line. Phillips checks the defense over. 4-man front shown by the Jags. Quarterback draw again. Not as much success this time around. Bradley and Adamiola in on the tackle. Hard hit after a gain of close to 2. Make it 2nd and 8 with 6:45 to go in our first half.
I tell you, Ed, Phillips is not all that big. He is taking some serious hits.
Yeah, well, you're not going to find a better combination of backers than Celedonio and Bradley in there in the Shore. They are two great linebackers.
Going back to the Wildcat as Phillips will check out. Kevin mentioned his size, 5'11", 165. Muratour in motion from left to right. Phillips will get it, wants to go right, runs through one tackle, and then taken down just about at the line of scrimmage. Austin Ostrander making the stop, the sophomore defensive end getting the start tonight. No gain on the play. We hit the midway point of our second quarter, and Brick has it 3rd and 8.
I think that was the first time Fatal Russo really tried to take that play wide, and Ostrander did a great job of running with him and then helping make the tackle.
Yeah, that's not his forte. He's a tackle-to-tackle runner, Fattaruso.
Johnson and Taylor this time will split as a slot receiver combo coming off to the left side. Fattaruso will go as the halfback to the left of Phillips, who looks for the snap out of the shotgun. 3rd down and 8. Wants to throw. Sets up the quick flare to the outside. Catch is made by Taylor and immediately tackled by Kanai Glover.
Well, Taylor says, man, they didn't hit like that on the freshman level. The problem there was Phillips kind of telegraphed it, and I think everyone just about knew what it was going to be. It's kind of like a long throw to get it to the flat, and boy, if Glover had read that one a step earlier, he might have stepped in front of it and gone the other way for 6.
So Ferlisi back on to punt. Curritt will go back deep this time as a single return man. Good snap, no pressure, bad punt. This one bouncing at the 30-yard line and rolling back in the wrong direction for Brick. It'll be down at about the 33, punt of about 14 yards.
That was ugly.
Ferlisi with no pressure that time, just hit it awkwardly, and Jackson will get it 1st and 10. Love to say looking to put a drive together, but so far no one's been able to do that with the ball on the ground all night.
Looking just to hold on to the ball. Well, 4:49 left in the second quarter.
Before that last play where Adamiola fumbled, Jackson had 1 first down.
Inside carry and back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard over as the tackle by Giuliano. The carry by Glover that time.
Glover, by the way, came into tonight's game with almost 900 yards rushing and 11 touchdowns, averaging 6.5 every time he touches it. Certainly not nearly those numbers tonight. He was our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game a week ago against Southern Regional.
He will go as a halfback to the left side of the formation. Phillips, DeMeo rather, in the shotgun, will run a quarterback draw of his own. Tripped up at the 39-yard line. Ball popped out again, but they will say that DeMeo was down. He gets about 5 out to the 39-yard line. Giuliano, the inside linebacker, in on the tackle again.
DeMeo did do a nice job, guys, that time of pulling the ball out of Glover, who would have been tackled for a loss, and making some positive yards with that, bringing up, as Matt said, 3rd down and about 4.
Remember, guys, a couple weeks ago, this is a team, Jackson, that scored 62 points against the Lions of Lacey. 62 points. They have 2 first downs tonight.
5-man front, both outside linebackers walking up. Phillips wanting to throw in the flat. The ball caught by Glover. He's going to have the 1st down and more into Brick territory. Taken down at the 45-yard line by Mike Pedro, the corner, but a good gain on the play. This will set up after a 16-yard pickup, 1st and 10 for Jackson at the Brick 45-yard line with 3:20 to go in the first half.
Last week, Matt, it was that pass to Bradley time and time again for Jackson. Tonight they get it to Glover, and of course with his quickness, he's able to pick up a nice gain inside Brick territory.
This may be the best drive of the night so far for Jackson. Tight two receiver set either way. I formation, Glover about 8 yards deep. Gets it, stops in the backfield, changes direction, and able to get forward with a late flag coming out.
That was a face mask, guys.
Stopped at the 41-yard line, so a 4-yard pickup, plus, as Ed just told you, a face mask that will get tacked on.
Jordan Keefe made the tackle.
And it's a biggie, 15.
So that'll set up the Jaguars at the Green Dragon 28-yard line.
Jackson leading 3-0. We have entered more or less the late stage of our first half with 2:52 to go. First and 10 for the Jags from the brick 26-yard line. From the eye, it'll be Glover again slipping a tackle on the backfield. Gets to the 20, 15, 10. Good burst of speed into the end zone for a touchdown. Simple off-tackle play for Kanai Glover. The big play was made in the backfield as he slipped off a tackle and dances in for a 25-yard touchdown. And Jackson leading 9-0.
A limping Ray Fattoruso comes out of the game, and I think he was the one that almost had Glover in the backfield. But I thought Glover did a superb job as he got the handoff and saw Fattoruso was there. He stopped just enough to avoid that and then went streaking through the line for his 12th touchdown run of the year.
Calhoun will try the extra point. Botched hold on what looked to be a pretty good snap, and Jackson can't even get the kick off. The holder number 22, Ricky Bowl, just couldn't get it down in time, and then he was tackled in the backfield, and Jackson will have to settle for a 9-0 lead. Kind of seems to go along with the theme of the game, another more or less unforced error. We step out for a quick 30-second timeout. Jackson in charge, 9-0. We're back right after this with more high school football on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
As Jared Calhoun getting sent to kick off, it'll be Tom Leach and Jasir Taylor of both back deep here for Brick. They split the field at the hash marks. Short kick, end over end. Leach coming forward, feeling it at the 16-yard line, looking for a hole. Doesn't have much. We'll get stopped just shy of the 30-yard line. See, they'll spot it right at the 30 with 2:34 to go. It'll be Brick football. Green Dragons trailing now 9-0 here in this A-South matchup.
Well, Jackson had done nothing offensively until that last drive. A Glover reception, a 15-yard penalty, and a Glover run pretty much accounting for most of it. And now Brick finds themselves down two scores late in the first half.
Neptune with a 10-0 lead on Wall early on in the second quarter. And kind of a weird matchup, both teams 3-4. But we thought even last night the loser might get in at 3-5 into their state playoff bracket. On first and 10, it'll be Fattoruso back in after that little ankle injury. Takes a hard shot as he breaks the plane to the 35, gets to the 36-yard line. Adamiola in on that stop, 2:23 and rolling as Brick will try and hustle things up here a little bit.
Yeah, they've already used two timeouts, the Dragons, so they only have one left, and we're approaching the two-minute mark, and they've got 65 yards to go.
Second down and about four. Man in motion is Cardoso across the formation. Fattoruso gets it again. Good hole off the left side, enough for a first down and a 5-yard gain. Ken Bradley able to get Fattoruso before he could really get going out to the 42-yard line with less than 2 minutes now to go.
Well, a couple of nice gains, but you're fighting the clock a little bit now. 5-yard runs will not get it done.
Trips formation and a bunch package off the right side. Cardoso again motions from right to left across the formation. Fake this time to Fattoruso. Phillips will get it, and he gets hit hard by Mike Patrizzo at the 46-yard line, and Phillips very slow to get up.
He may need to. Oh man,
he's not sure where he is.
He has no idea. Not to make fun at all. And I will tell you that we chatted with a couple of Brick coaches before the game, and they were emphatic. The one thing we can't do is lose our quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's definitely in the upper area there. And Rob Dahl, the head coach of the Dragons, talking to the officials about a possible head-to-head hit there.
We have to go back, and, you know, obviously we don't have the replay. I mean, it was a hard hit for sure. But as I'm looking at the referee kind of describe it to the Brick coaches, I think they're, you know, basically saying that Phillips was on his way down more or less. And, you know, there's only so much sometimes that a tackler can do to avoid shots like that. But Phillips will have to come out.
Yeah, he looks like he's okay, though, guys. But
I'm not sure that you could.
If the doctor thinks it's any kind of head injury, that's almost automatic.
I'd be more concerned with how he stood up. Yeah, and basically almost fell over.
Yeah, it's definitely a head injury. He got his, you know, the old days you say you got your bell rung. I had said before, I don't like the idea of him running all that much. I just don't think he's a very physical player, and he's kind of easy to hit, and he's taken a couple of big-time hits in the first half, and now Brick really finds themselves in a hole.
Manasquan, by the way, has jumped on top of Rumson 15-7. Touchdown and a two-point conversion. Phillips will get 10-2 on the bench, and that will put Brick back into this Wildcat formation with Fattoruso. Three wide receiver set. Everybody set up to the right side. Fattoruso will get it. Cut back of the line of scrimmage. Come left and run right into Ken Bradley, who will make the tackle at midfield.
That's a big-time collision, huh? Bradley and Fattoruso.
Both good-sized players. Fattoruso 210, Bradley 220. And each, you know, just the definition of good old-fashioned football players. You know, the one thing, obviously, Brick can't really do right now, despite maybe Fattoruso thinking that he could throw, is throw. I mean, that's a dimension that's out of it right now with less than 30 seconds to go. On third and one, maybe he tries something. Looks for the first down off the right side.
I don't think he got it.
No, nope, not a good mark.
He's going to get a good spot here, Matt.
Yeah, it's going to be close, but yeah, maybe, not going to make a difference. Jackson not looking to stop the clock here.
You mean Brick not looking to stop the clock?
Well, either team.
This is going to end the first half.
Brick won't punt. Jackson won't get it back, and the Jags are a half a football away from winning an A-South championship for the first time in the better part of 7 or 8 years. We step out for a quick two-minute timeout. We'll come back, start our halftime show. Jackson 9, Brick nothing. We're back right after this with more high school football on our Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.